1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Hey, Brookfield police need your help finding a man for, he's wanted for stealing over $15,000 worth of liquor from two different Total Wine locations.
That had to be out the back door onto a truck, right? $15,000 worth of wine? That's a few cases.
I don't think so. I think he just walked out the front door.
With cases of wine?
Both thefts happened March 15th. The suspect used a stolen American Express card to purchase approximately $8,900 worth of liquor and then $6,500 worth of liquor at the other store. Described, and you don't run across this often, as wearing a light-colored sweater, glasses, and a flat cap, and he used an Irish accent. Seamus is a tool.
Who would not be taking the wine?
Put this on me, American Express.
I'm sure. American. I'm as American as a Yankee Doodle Pie.
Used an Irish.
I don't think he got any like Baileys or anything like that. It was wine.
Was
I think it was
all wine.
Was the name
on the card like Seamus McIrish or something?
There you go. I hope so. Because he was really going
Irish.
Right.
He's got that flat like cap, he's got the whole patty. He's got the patty.
Did
thing
he have
going
the big
on.
Fuzzy ball up
no,
on top?
You know, that's like a specific order. I think when
is
you
that
belong
Scottish
to that.
When you have this.
It
okay,
might be.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Either of them.
Well, you know what? Crime is bad. Crime is wrong. But this guy.
How come you never knew that taking the wine was wrong?
Style. It wasn't a violent smash and grab.
I'm sure the guys who are out.
No, it was finesse.
I'm sure the guys who are out the 15 grand in wine don't think it's great that he.
No, Total Wine is unhappy with Seamus's.
And rightfully so.
Acts.
I get it.
Was he throwing a party or?
I'm sure he
He's
had
going
quite
to opening day.
Trying to get his own wine cellar started.
We're throwing quite the Irish party. Yeah.
Wine doesn't
he's
seem
late
very
for
Irish.
St. Paddy's Day.
Beer seems Irish. Whiskey seems Irish.
Sure.
You seem to be profiling back there behind the counter.
A jar
like the
seems
Irish never
Irish.
Drink wine.
You got all your prejudices behind your counter with you.
You're probably Protestant, aren't you?
Sure.
Hey, Protestant.
Sure, you're probably from the Big Island.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Turn it around on the wine guy. No. Oh, what, do you have a problem with the Irish? Drinking wine? What, we can't drink wine? What are we supposed to drink?
If I had wine in Ireland, it seems so likely. I know I had Jameson because you two are the plant.
Mm-hmm.
They don't,
I know I had Guinness.
They don't look like they're wine country.
I'm sure I had a glass of wine, and I'm sure of it.
Like they'd have to import it or make dandelion wine or something.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's
maybe
not really a grapey part of the world, is it?
I'll bet the
all
Irish
all parts
drink.
Of the world are grapey.
Are they?
Yeah, we got
really?
Grapes around here. We got and the soil and the sea air and the blah 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 informs how the wine tastes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Michigan's a big wine vineyard.
And hops in Michigan
tastes
too.
Tastes like the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Salty.
But that's what makes Napa, and that's what makes like Washington State. And
all right.
I'm sure they
Door
drink,
County, Door County cherry wine.
I'm sure they drink plenty of wine in Ireland.
They're mixed.
It's a, yeah. Will it get me drunk? Forget about me problems.
Seamus O'Toole, Bobby O'Flay, I'm here to get drunk.
Okay.
Or it will.
Oh, the world is wine country.
Well, it made me want to fight me brother.
South Africa, Chile, there's everywhere you can think of. Spain, huge.
A lot of wine. Did they help him out?
Shocked. France.
Did he show up in a van or something to get that much wine? You couldn't get that in the trunk or your back seat, right?
Well, did he?
Maybe a DeLorean. They made those in Ireland.
A stolen express card. Do you think he's going to pick the lowest shelf wines? Maybe he got two cases of, wine that's like 300 a piece or something.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what Seamus's taste is. But he's a louse.
There's no drawing of him or photo.
We have a photo.
Oh,
total
we do?
Photo.
Oh, we have a photo?
Yeah, he's well dressed. He's got a nice little kind of zip up, a pullover on and a collared shirt and the hat.
got an American Express.
Hmm.
You know, they don't give those to just anybody.
It was stolen. Let's don't.
No, but they didn't know that. You know, you got to look the part.
Sure. Yeah. But I really need to know the name on that card because I think Brian is right. Yeah. In case anybody was going to ask him, I'm from County Cork, I am.
Yeah, right. American Express.
I came to go to school and I stayed. Scammers looking for ways to trick people into giving them money. It happens year-round, but tax season can be particularly fraught. I keep getting a receipt from stuff in my email. It'll be like, today's was Georgette Henderson. Here's your receipt from blank. And I'm like, I can't open it. I won't open it. But why am I, how did that infiltrate? They're receipts, though. They're always receipts. Here's the receipt from your purchase. But it's never my name.
I don't know. I don't know how
it sounds scammy to me.
Yeah, it does.
To me.
I don't touch
stay
it.
Away.
Stay away. I do.
And since you're on taxes, just a reminder, it's April 2nd. You have 13 days to get your taxes.
At this point, you might be an extension because but if you're bringing them into your tax preparer and they can't fit you in.
But with an extension.
A lot of citizen duties today.
They still want. They still want the money.
It's a big day.
With an extension.
Tax.
All I'm saying is you just might be an extension now because I'm probably going to be an extension because I just took my stuff in yesterday and that's what they told me. So.
Here's the wine guy.
Yeah, look at him. He's fine. I wouldn't walk past him and think he's anything at all.
No.
He's just dressed.
Looks Irish to me.
Well, the hat, you know, that hat.
He's
is
got
like,
the glasses.
Plaid.
He's got the glasses,
plaid
yeah.
pattern on it, wool
it's,
cap.
It's what I would draw if they said, draw an Irish person stealing wine.
His clothes are too tight.
Wait, but he's young. Look at him. He's wearing skinnier jeans. And he's young. He's not our age. He's 30, wouldn't you say? 30, 28?
Okay.
Yeah.
32?
He's also from Missouri.
Right.
What?
Home of the O'Toole's.
He's not from around here.
Oh. Oh, he's from Ireland.
Yeah, he drove from, I don't know.
Oh, you think?
Galesburg, Illinois, up here with a stolen credit card. I'll go to Milwaukee and steal it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why would you?
Is he Madison?
Why did you steal in your own backyard?
Not far enough. Not far enough.
Far enough not far say. Enough away, no. Not far enough, you say, laddie. You got to drive over the green hills and the moors.
Yeah.
There's two pretty good pictures of him.
He might be from
Minnesota. Box of stuff over here.
Minnesota. He's probably Danish.
Maybe it is stuffed with like the Glenfiddich and all that stuff, you know? Those look like boxes of liquor in that box. They don't look like wine
look
bottles.
Look at how happy he is. I'll take this one to the car while you go get the rest
from
the back.
I'm a strapping lad. Okay, don't get scammed. One of the most common tax scams, identity theft. Taxpayers know your identity's been stolen when you try to file a tax return and the IRS says, oh, you've already done so.
Yeah.
What a surprise that would be.
Once.
You did?
Yeah, I had my stuff stolen.
Oh. And that was in the early going, right? I mean, that was a bigger pain in the butt to try to get yourself back.
Anybody hear anything from AT&T?
No.
You
know?
No.
7 million.
No letter, no
accounts.
Text. 7 million
were
current accounts, 65 million,
right,
million past accounts.
Right.
Nope.
So should I call them today? Hey, I
saw you're having some problems.
It's me, Bob.
Bob. Yes. No.